I'd tell you mine was the worst dust goddamn thing I ever seen in my life, long after we had water in the 50s and 60s. I worked there too. I straightened out some of the conditions there too. But not long enough. As soon as I'd get moved, they'd move me to another place and there'd be dust there again. While I was working there, I'd make them clean it up, you know, put some on it. My God, you couldn't live there. I think that's where I got most of my dust, the Kelly Mine. It was damn bad. The Orpinger went down and got transferred to the Anselmo. I worked at the Anselmo. I worked in a fire drift. It was drifting right in on the fire. Gas? We had a candle. If the candle went out, we had to get out. We had a big door on a cement frame behind us that would, they said, get out if you can and shut that door. Well, I developed an ulcer from drinking ice water and salt pills. You sopped wet as soon as you went in there, you know. Pretty soon you couldn't sweat no more. You were ready to go. Well, I went from 196 pounds down to 170 in no time. Me and Smitty were drifting there. Smitty would look like a shadow, too. So I went up and I told him. I went to the hospital. The goddamn fool down the hospital taped me for pleurisy. I said, I don't have no goddamn pleurisy. But I went to Lahatka, an old doctor that was in Butte, and he went over my stomach like this. He said, you got a big ulcer right there. I looked at him, I could eat horseshoes. Nothing bothered me before that. He says, don't take my word for it. Go up and have a fluoroscope by them doctors. You're paying hospitalization. So I went up and they didn't want to do it. We see no indication of an ulcer. So I went to the union. They told me a fluoroscope my stomach. Big ulcer.
Was this after, how long did that strike in 34 last?
5 months.
And was that mostly to get recognition for the union?
For recognition. They had scabs from this town, they had scabs, they had gunmen from Chicago. The armored car is still in Butte.
Yep.
That's right, that's what was brought in by Chicago gangsters.